Welcome back to Career Day, where we give you a peek into the lives of working citizens. In today's episode, we'll learn about what it's like to be a nurse with the help of Carol. Now let's meet today's guest. Hi Carol, can you tell my listeners why is it great to be a nurse?
Because you get to help people with their illnesses and give them skills to be well.
Yeah, that's great, knowing that you really make a difference. Yeah. So what type of person would be good at your job? What special skills, what personality traits would they have?
I think that most of all, they have to like people and like to be interested in the sciences that they're going to have to study to understand how to use the medicines today to treat the people.
Yeah. So what path did you take to get to this career? Did you have any prior jobs or schooling or special skills that helped to get where you are today?
I went to a college for 5 years to have my nursing degree, so I got a master's in science, and I was able to work as an RN, and I was able to work out in the public health field in small rural communities.
Cool. So what might you do on a daily basis as a nurse?
Well, it depends on the department that you work in. If you work in psychiatry or in mental health, you'll be doing different skills than you would be on a OBGYN area where you might be helping to deliver babies. I did in a sundry of everything, so I've worked in all the various specialties. I love pediatrics and I love children, so that was one of my favorite areas to work in.
So in that specific field, what do you think is important to know if you're going into pediatrics?
That you love children and you want to be around babies, or you really want to understand their medical needs and how to work with their families.
Yeah, that's cool. So do you have any advice, memorable experiences, or stories you'd like to share with a student deciding their career path?
I think the thing that I would share with anyone that would like to go on this path is that if they have a big heart and a desire to school in that area, that the sky's the limit. They can do whatever they would like to do in those fields.
Yeah, that's really good advice. Well, that is all for today's episode of Career Day. We hope you learned a thing or two about what it's like to be a nurse. Welcome back to Career Day, where we give you a peek into the lives of working citizens. In today's episode, we'll learn about what it's like to be the Vice President of Hughes Electronics with the help of Jeff. Now let's meet today's guest. Hello, Jeff. Can you tell my listeners, why is it great to be the Vice President of Hughes Electronics?
Well, it's a very large responsibility. The job requirements are very broad. Far broader than my educational experience. I must admit, I probably liked my earlier career better because I was better trained for it. But it was an exciting business. I was involved with many large customers. It even led to, when I retired, working for the Air Force for 6 years. Or their science advisory board.
Yeah, so what you started with your job branched out to many different fields. That's great. So who might be good at your job? What personality traits, what skills did they have that could make them really good at your job?
Well, the prerequisite is really very specific for my kind of a job, and that is you have to be come from engineering, and you generally know at an early age that you're inclined to go in that direction. So that means a lot of math and science.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you have to really be passionate about what you're going to do before you take
do.
That on, yeah.
And I knew probably when I was 5 or 6 years old that was the direction I was headed. I loved to put kits together. I used to build little go-karts.
Yeah.
That was my passion.
That's awesome. Yeah, it's great when you know what you want to do from such a young age.
Yes, and that's very unlike today's kids because,
yeah.
As I understand it, most college students go through 3 different careers before they make a final decision, or at least 3 different area's specialty.
Yeah. Well, that's really unique. So what path did you take to get to this career? Did you have any prior jobs, schooling, or special skills that helped you get to where you are today?
Well, I had a part-time job in high school assembling electronic equipment and doing some machine work, so that was somewhat consistent with my direction. But I was, I took all the math I could.
Yeah.
I was, as an undergraduate, I was a physics major, not an engineering major, so it was more fundamental science, mm-hmm. where engineering is more application-oriented. But then when after I graduated, I went to a graduate school in electrical engineering and actually wrote my thesis, master's thesis, on a topic directly related to what I was working on at work.
Mm-hmm. So what might you do on a daily basis?
What did I do on a daily basis? Well, earlier on in my career, I would manage various projects, technical projects, and I spent a lot of time in the clean room with technicians and others, making sure they were doing things in accordance with the drawings and specifications. Later on, it was mostly involved with people, various program managers, and customers. So there was much less engineering involvement, but actually it had a way of permeating everything I did because customers wanted to talk technical.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So do you have any advice, memorable experiences, or stories you'd like to share with a student deciding their career path?
I think unlike most career paths, someone who is interested in engineering and has the capability pretty much gets the message clearly. And some of the ways are, what are they, as a younger child, what do they like putting together Legos or Rector sets they don't have anymore, but Tinker Toys, building things. That's a pretty good indicator. I have 5 grandsons, and one of them is that way. Just loves to put together things. And he likes math, and he likes science. And he's 14 now, and he's destined to be an engineer.
Yeah, that's great. When you really know what you want to be, just go for it.
That's
great advice. Well, that is all for today's episode of Career Day. We hope you learned a thing or two about what it's like to be an engineer. Welcome back to Career Day, where we give you a peek into the lives of working citizens. In today's episode, we'll learn about what it's like to be an engineering manager with the help of Rick. Now let's meet today's guest. Hello, Rick. Can you tell my listeners why is it great to be an engineering manager?
Oh, well, it's great because you get to work with a lot of interesting people and challenges. As an engineer, we design things. In particular, we were designing some software, and then we need to work with the people that do the software, the people that test the software, and of course, the people that are going to use the software. So we need to make sure that it works the way they need it to work.
Yeah, that's cool. So what type of person would be good at your job? What personality traits do they have? What special skills do they have that would help them be really good at your job?
Well, we need people who can think, right? And think outside the box is always good for an engineer because you need to kind of, again, think about what the user wants, what he really needs. Wants and needs are different, and then make that happen for him.
Yeah, that's a good skill to have. So what path did you take to get to this career? Did you have any prior jobs, schooling, or special skills that helped to get you to where you are today?
I wasn't planning to be this. I was going to be an architect, but when I started studying some of the things, you know, the sciences we had to have, I got into physics. And so physics was where I actually ended up getting my master's degree in. And applying the physics was how I got this job, because we were doing a lot of equations, figuring out things that happen in real life. In this particular case, I started out with missiles. So knowing how to plan for the flights of missiles were something that was the main thing that got me going. So physics, science, again, logic, being able to think through problems to solve them.
Yeah, that's really fun. So what might you do on a daily basis as an engineering manager?
Well, again, we would end up talking with the people that are going to use our product to find out what they want. And then that's the thing, is we needed to be able to have some communication skills so that you can talk to the person, say, what do you really need, and then figure out how we're going to do that. So on a daily basis, we would do that. We would have meetings to design some of these things, come up with a list of things that we want to accomplish, get them to the designers, the developers, and then carry them through every day, watching it grow and putting it together.
Yeah, that's really cool. So do you have any advice, memorable experiences, or stories you'd like to share with a student deciding their career path?
Stories about, for advice, obviously, it's good to find something that you like to do that's interesting, and then stick with that. Work that with other people that you know that are maybe related, doing those kinds of things. And if you can, maybe volunteer in some areas. We had some students that would come in during the summer, and they'd get, some experience doing that, and then find out that they'll come up and, stay with the company and actually get a job and enjoy doing that kind of work too. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's great advice. Well, that is all for today's episode of Career Day. We hope you learned a thing or two about what it's like to be an engineering manager. Welcome back to Career Day, where we give you a peek into the lives of working citizens. In today's episode, we'll learn about what it's like to be a regional manager with the help of Bill. Now let's meet today's guest. Hello, Bill. Welcome to my show. Can you tell my listeners, why is it great to be a regional manager?
It's great because you're able to affect change and direct part of our organization to better serve our members at the Automobile Club, through the district office system, handle the insurance products, and handle all the goods and services the Automobile Club has. I felt that by that job I was able to have an impact by managing the process and making sure management was doing the proper things and their employees were handling our membership correctly, because being a member of the Auto Club is a lot of service, and service is what is needed and service is what they respond to.
Yeah.
So we really, really felt pretty strong about that.
Yeah, that's great. So who would be good at your job? What personality traits, what special skills would they have?
Number one, of course, is being able to work with people, to be able to communicate with people. You need to be able to make a tough decision. That's a big one. Mm-hmm. If you can't make a tough decision, and sometimes they're not popular, then your sensitivities will knock you out. Those are two of the main things. You have to be able to be compassionate yet tough. Poor performance is something that I had to deal with in management, and good performance, and how you handle that to get people to excel, to be the best that they can be. Those are some of the things that were my charge. And if you have the working knowledge of all of the things that the Automobile Club did for both the insurance and for the members, because it also is an insurance company.
Mm-hmm. So as a regional manager, you're talking about making a bunch of big decisions. What might some of those decisions look like?
Well, a decision could be the moving of a district office, the closing of a district office, having to put people in a reduction in force program where you have, for the good of the organization, downsize because of automation. This happens. I've been retired for some time, and when I left, it wasn't quite as automated as it is now.
Mm-hmm.
Now it isn't just district offices. It's online. It's serving our members in a whole different way. Some of the tough decisions were to get managers to understand change, because a lot of the old-timers didn't understand change. And my decisions were whether or not they were able to understand change, and if they couldn't and stay up with the times, did I then have to make a personnel decision? Those are tough decisions.
Yeah, that's pretty rough. So what path did you take to get to this career? Did you have any prior jobs, schooling, or special skills that helped you get to where you are today?
The path was right out of college. I went to work on the counter in the Hollywood office in 1960 in an entry-level position, actually making maps and doing California license work. From there, my path went into sales, and after military service came back into sales, and then into training in the management and up the management ranks to district office manager right here in Torrance, and then the executive position of regional manager, managing director, which went to San Diego, Orange County, and Los Angeles County district offices. They reported to me at one time or another.
Yeah, that's great. So what might you do on a daily basis as a regional manager?
Well, an awful lot of it is being in your district offices, being face-to-face with the people that are giving you the service. Also, a lot of budget work, a lot of deadlines, reporting to the staff officers on different areas of your service levels. Your goals and your objectives were always working through me and through my district managers. That took a lot of time, a lot of reports. Unfortunately, that is part of everything.
Yeah.
Reports, and deadlines, and deadlines. But my highest priorities were being face-to-face with the managers and face-to-face with the people in the district's office. I would call myself a field executive, meaning I was pretty employee-oriented. I felt very strongly for their morale and that they knew who I was, and their managers could respect what I did because I wasn't just some blank face that never showed up in a district office. Had a lot of district offices.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's funny. So do you have any advice, memorable experiences, or a last advice that you'd like to share with the student deciding their career path?
Yeah, there's a whole lot of advice. And the one thing is, be very careful. I could go on this, but one of the things that you looked for is what somebody's capabilities were and what they actually did. And if I can say anything to any students, is be careful of the negative. Be careful of what drags you down, because negative can be attractive. I've seen that in every walk of life. So listen to the positive. Listen to what you can do. Pull others up. Don't let others drag you down. Because in this world, it's going to happen. So remain positive, because things are going to happen that you don't necessarily like. And when that happens, you've got to be strong. And you've got to look at the positive aspects. That'll be only in your school and in your personal life, but in your business world. Stay positive, reach your goals, set your goals.
Wow, that's great advice. No matter what happens, there's going to be a failure, but you just got to stay positive. That is great. So that is all for today's episode of Career Day. We hope you learned a thing or two about what it's like to be a regional manager. Welcome back to Career Day, where we give you a peek into the lives of working citizens. In today's episode, we'll learn about what it's like to be a realtor with the help of Pam. Now let's meet today's guest. Hello, Pam. Can you tell my listeners, why is it great to be a realtor?
Hi, Sarah. Well, thank you for asking me to do this. You know, one of the greatest things about being a realtor is being able to assist people in being able to find their home, where they will create a home, where they will be able to find rest and rejuvenation and family celebrations and live their life.
Yeah, that's really good that you know you're a part of that. Yeah, that's cool. So who would be good at your job? What personality traits do they have? What special skills do they have?
One of the great things about being a realtor is the fact that it really calls a number of different people with a lot of different personality traits. Some folks who are very detail-oriented are a good fit for pursuing a career in real estate. Others that are more people-oriented, being able to interact with a lot of different personality styles and working styles. So it's really a career path that just about anybody could pursue.
Yeah, that's funny. So what path did you take to get to this career? Did you have any prior jobs, schooling, or special skills that helped you get to where you are today?
You know, I really developed an interest in real estate as a young girl. My parents were transferred a lot, so that required us to have to go out house hunting a lot.
Yeah, so you kind of saw the process.
Exactly. Saw the process, saw how meaningful it was as my family had to become uprooted a number of different times. And then lo and behold, when I got married, my husband and his family were all involved in the real estate business. So it seemed to be a very natural fit.
Yeah, kind of runs in the family.
Yes.
Okay, so what do you do on a daily basis as a realtor?
Ah, that's the interesting part. It is always changing. One of the very much needed skills is the ability to adapt and to pivot very quickly, because there may be a need that comes up just as a matter of moments, whether it be getting a call from somebody out of the blue looking to buy or sell a home, and then to be able to adjust accordingly when you're managing a transaction process. There is a great amount of detail and adaptability that's required.
So, do you have any advice, memorable experiences, or stories you'd like to share with a student deciding their career path?
You know, one of the most fulfilling transactions, I don't even want to call it that because it was truly a relationship. I was asked to give some folks a tour of the area as a part of a relocation assignment. And it turned out to be a couple who were going to be the future pastors at our church. And as it turned out, we hit it off, and they accepted the position at our church. And they said, you know, if we're going to be able to do this thing, we want Pam to be able to represent us. And it was one of the most fulfilling experiences I've ever had in my long career in real estate.
Yeah, that's really great knowing that you made a difference in somebody's lives. That's
yes.
Great. So that is all for today's episode of Career Day. Thank you for joining us. We hope you learned a thing or two about what it's like to be a realtor.